welcome to this bonus episode of Take a Leap. My name is Leah, and today with me for one of the last times is Josh Orton.
Hello.
Josh, I have your bio here. You are married, of course.
So true. What else?
You studied political science at Brigham Young University.
Very true.
Served a mission in the Marshall Islands.
Yes.
Speaks Marshallese.
Ayat.
I'm going to assume that's a yes. And now you're about to move to Dallas, Texas.
This is for our Marshallese audience. They're going to love this.
They remember you.
Yeah, they know me. They're like that elder who has curly hair. Nice.
Exactly. So we wanted to do a little interview with Josh before he leaves us to go do bigger and better things.
This is where you can ask me anything.
I'm so excited. We have with us other members of the Take a Leap team, Aaliyah Ebert.
Hello.
And James Sturdivant.
Hello.
And Josh. Wait,
tell them to, show them how you speak Spanish, James.
Aloha. Yes. As seen on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.
Exactly. And Josh is on the hot seat, so I'm going to ask the first question.
Dun, dun, dun.
Was this job what you expected it to be when you did the interview, filled out the application, etc.?
I mean, I don't know what I was expecting. Last year, I was like, all right, I need a job. What should I do? Went on the Y Jobs list. Mm-hmm. In Good Faith, radio producer. That looked kind of interesting. So I was like, all right, let's go for it. I got a computer. I got a desk. I got to work. I had like 3 failed projects that no one liked.
That's right. True. James, Aaliyah, do either of you have a question?
For Josh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why Texas?
Good question.
I have a
it's
good
so hot there.
Yeah, true. I have a good friend who is my wife, and her name is Emma. And she decided she wanted to be a chiropractor. And one of the best chiropractic schools is in Dallas, Texas. It's called Parker University. And so she's been doing this first semester online, and we're just going out there for her school. And I am just studying for this stupid test while I'm there.
The LSAT? Yep.
And for the foreseeable future, that's all I'm going to do with my time. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing in Dallas and eating barbecue, hopefully.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. James, give me a hot question.
You're in the hot seat. You need a hot question?
Yep.
So, Josh.
Let's get deep.
Joshua Orton.
Yes.
Esteemed podcast host.
Yes.
And
James David Sturdivant.
Radio producer. Full name is crazy. So, I mean, you've had this experience at BYU, and you've had some other experiences with other employment. You were a seminary teacher, Josh.
Very true.
What did you take away from this? As you're leaving BYU Radio, and, I mean, you worked on a lot of podcasts, a lot of projects that dealt with faith and people of different faith, different experiences. What have you learned from it, Josh? What are you doing differently? What are you going to take to Dallas, Texas with you?
Obviously, Take a Leap and In Good Faith, we both like talk to people of different religions. And it's interesting to me how similar we are and how much we do that brings us closer to God, no matter what the label of our religion is. In Texas, I'm going to be a religious minority for the first time in a while. I was a religious minority in the Marshall Islands. To a certain extent, I think it's good because it gives you an opportunity to be the Latter-day Saint that people know. And hopefully I can be the Latter-day Saint that people will say, wow, like, I know a Latter-day Saint guy. His name is Josh. He's a great guy. And I've learned a lot about Christ-like behavior from him. I hope people say that about me. I don't know if people will say that about me now, but I really hope that is what people say. I hope I can apply what I've learned and be a good representative of my faith and myself and my family to other people.
Do you feel like, I mean, all of these different experiences that we mentioned have prepared you for that? Do you feel ready to kind of step back into that role after a hiatus from it?
I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know. That's the thing about graduating that is terrifying. I've been in school for so long, and it's been pretty set. And you're like, sick. I know what I'm doing, and now I don't. So I think that's kind of scary. I'm moving to Texas. And I'm happy I'm kind of supporting Emma in her dreams for a second right now. And hopefully I can get into law school and we can both pursue our dreams simultaneously. That's and just try and rely on God and trust in him for that.
We love women who pursue higher education.
Yes, we do.
So true.
Josh, my next question is, what has been your favorite class at BYU and why?
Basketball, pickleball.
What? All the swell classes.
All the swell classes.
They are pretty swell.
I'm a sucker for religion, if you couldn't tell. And my favorite religion class at BYU is Christ and the Everlasting Gospel, which is unsurprising because my favorite book of all time is Jesus the Christ. And anything about Jesus, anything about who he is as a person and what he did for us and continues to do for us is exactly what I need to hear. Like every moment of whenever I'm in a crisis or in a situation, like Christ, unsurprisingly, is the answer. So,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I kind of want to turn it to you guys because I want it to be a discussion.
This is hot seat.
Fine.
Who from Take a Leap that we've interviewed do you feel like you've learned the most from so far?
That's a tough question. I feel like I've learned a ton from...
That's a good question. I love when our guests say that.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Leah hates it when they say about my questions, but she loves it when they say about hers.
It's funny because usually one of us makes all the questions and then we just switch off asking them. But I'm like, thanks.
That's a really good question, Leah.
Oh, thank you.
I do think I learn a lot from everybody that's been on Take a Leap. I think one of the recent interviews that we've had that really stood out to me was Taif. And she talked about growing up in Jordan and how her experiences being around people in need, even her cousins, really shaped the rest of her life. I want to be able to help people around me as well. I think looking for those opportunities, like what's missing in people's lives that I can help with, is kind of a guiding principle that I want to apply to my life a little bit better. I feel like Taif does an incredible job at applying where's the hole, where's the need, and how can I shape my life to fulfill that.
If you don't know what Josh is talking about, go listen to the episode.
Taif.
Absolutely. I have a question for Mr. Joshua.
Let's hear it, Miss Leah.
So for those of you who listen to our full episodes, including the credits, this question will not be a surprise to you. What is your favorite New Girl episode?
Ooh, that's even tougher than the previous question. I forget the episode name, so maybe you'll know it. But we were just talking about this one where Coach and Jess go to a teacher conference and the boys stay home. Winston, Nick, and our dear friend Schmidt, they all stay home and they're trying to overcome their fears. So Schmidt doesn't know how to do laundry properly. And so they just try and teach him. And then Winston doesn't know how to read a ruler. Yeah, and they're just like, Winston, read from the first tick.
That's really it.
And then Nick drops a bomb and he's like, well, guys, yeah, it's been fun, but I don't really know how to love. And they're like,
enough about me.
They're like, what?
That one's funny.
So it's heartfelt and it's hilarious.
It's called Just Teachers. It's season 4, episode 8, for those of you who are dying.
Giving a shout
to
out to New Girl.
Because New Girl needs a plug. Yeah. Where are they going to get
New
it?
New Girl
from?
Really
from Take a Leap. This is the audience.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is it. I'm excited for all of our listeners to be prepared for the hosts that are much better.
Which ones?
Superior.
Where? Who are you talking about?
Yeah, when are they coming?
More
I'm
wise.
Excited
Did
for them.
Did you hire
too.
Someone else?
I am, of course, referring to Aaliyah. And
yeah!
James.
Woo!
James,
he's
cheer.
He's not cheering for himself.
Woo! We love
yeah,
Aaliyah.
No.
We love Aaliyah and James. Let's transfer the hot seat to Aaliyah.
Yes. That's me.
Aaliyah, would you mind telling the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a BYU student. Surprise, surprise. I'm studying music, commercial music specifically. So I do love audio and microphones and mixing and all the things.
She's friends with Usher.
Yep. Childhood friends.
I have a question. You worked on another podcast before, well, In Good Faith, and then before Take a Leap. But tell us about that podcast.
All right. It's called Words of the Prophets Podcast. And it's me and a couple of friends, and we just discuss the general conference talks for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's pretty fun. You should go listen.
Period.
All right, Aaliyah, if you could add one thing to Provo from Wisconsin.
We love Wisconsin.
We do. I am from Wisconsin. For context.
If you could take one thing out of Provo and bring it to Wisconsin, what would you bring?
Good Wait, question. From Provo to Wisconsin or from Wisconsin
both.
To Provo?
Both. One from both.
Ooh. Good cheese curds I would take from Wisconsin and put in Provo. Mm. The closest we have is Culver's, which are good, but
They're
there are
pretty good.
But cheese curds are like amazing 10 out of 10 if you get good ones.
Really? Mm.
So Culver's cheese curds are just good. Provo to Wisconsin. I don't know. Provo just really just has BYU.
Boom. Roasted Provo.
Get so wrecked.
Maybe like public transportation. We don't have that in my town.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of buses here. It's nice.
All right.
Thanks. I've never taken a
bike
bus.
Bike lanes? We don't have bike lanes where I'm from.
Actually, I have taken a bus once. Walmart. Okay, move on.
James, do you have a question for Aaliyah?
I was going to ask. Aaliyah, so you're very musically talented. In fact, some might say the most musically talented in the office. And
I'm so concerned for where this question is going.
Well, how many instruments do you know how to play?
Oh, that is a good question. I started with piano when I was
like 5.
Too
many to count.
And then I did violin for a while, and I suck at it, so I quit after like 7 years.
Voices. After 7 years?
Yeah,
I
was
like
still
It's a long time to persist with it.
Yeah, well, I learned a lot, but I'm just not meant to play the violin.
That's
but
fair.
Voice is my current instrument that I study at BYU.
Okay.
And in high school and middle school, I played percussion in concert and marching band, so however many instruments that is, a lot.
So you can play the triangle is what you're telling me?
I can play the triangle
you can
real well.
Play the triangle. So is there an instrument that you've always wanted to learn or that you admire that you would like to learn?
I love the harp. That's one of my
okay.
favorites. I also wish I knew
that.
How to play drum set. I can play a lot of drums, but I
sure.
have never learned set. So.
Can you play a snare drum?
I can.
That's cool. I do not know what a snare drum is, but I've heard of them before.
James, what?
Okay. Yo, when James gets on this podcast, it's going to be more wild than me.
All right, let's switch the hot seat over. Does anyone have other questions for Aaliyah? Are we done?
One more.
All right.
If you could be a Lord of the Rings character, which character
ooh,
would you be?
That's a good question.
Eowyn. Oh, yeah. Eowyn, 100%.
Oh, sure.
Easy. Easy money. I love her.
I'm no man.
She doesn't say it like that.
Well, that's
she kind of does.
She kind of does. Because she's like,
it's
like
a lot more epic.
The battle.
That's true.
It's
that's
like
true.
Just really, really.
I also really love her. Is it her uncle? Who, King
Theoden?
Yeah.
You would be King Theoden.
Too. Yeah, they're both great.
He is a really cool character. When he's not being deceived by a man named Wormtongue.
True.
Yeah, he's under a spell, guys. It's okay.
All right. Hot seat. James the Machine Sturdivant. I decided to give you a nickname. Yeah. Leah, do you want to start off the question asking? Do you have any questions
well,
for James?
Well, yeah, I think James should just tell us a little bit about himself first.
So I'm from Virginia.
Not a state, a commonwealth.
It is, in fact, a commonwealth, which, politically speaking, has no ramifications whatsoever, but coolness factor increased by a little bit, I'd say.
Decreased, some say.
The ones who don't come from commonwealths would say that. But so I'm studying cybersecurity at BYU. I'm a sophomore. I served a mission in Tacoma, Washington, Spanish speaking. I feel like that's kind of the interesting things people might want to know.
Do you feel like you have positive experiences with other religions on your mission? Or because it's kind of a different thing than being on an interfaith type podcast. What was your experience like coming into the show?
Mm-hmm.
And how has that changed working here for a little bit within Good Faith?
I think on the mission, there is kind of a duality you have to balance because while you're there to testify of what you believe to be true and what you feel you've gained a witness of to be true, you also have to balance that with respecting other people and where they've come from. There are people I had a good relationship with on my mission that were not members of our church or did not have our same faith. A couple examples. An interesting one is there is a Spanish priest in Washington who loves the missionaries, a Catholic priest. We call him Padre Fernando, or just Padre. And he would just buy us food all the time. It was interesting. One time he bought another missionary, like a luchador mask from Mexico. It was kind of cool. He was a funny man. But he really loved missionaries. And like as much as like we would kind of joke around, like I said, he like, bought the luchador mask or other things, all sorts of things like that are funny. He really respected us. That's why he wanted to seek out the missionaries and talk to them. And he would even bring people to us that needed help because he knew we would help them, not because he thought they should join our church or anything like that, but because he knew we would help them. There was another, I was in a prayer group. I think they were evangelical. And we would go with them and we would read scriptures with them and we would have conversations with them every single night on Wednesdays. And I just remember thinking that was so cool. They made me a cake for my birthday, actually, and we weren't same religion at all. That was super cool. And so there was a part of me that admired other faiths and respected other faiths and really, you know, because like I said earlier, you're there to preach to an extent, not to be preachy, but like to preach and testify, right? But also, I didn't want to always have to be like in the back of my mind, be like, oh, how am I going to introduce the Book of Mormon? How am I going to introduce this gospel topic? Or how am I going to transition into teaching a point, which, to be fair, that's what I like dedicated myself to. But there's also the part of you that's like, I just want to be homies with these people. It'd be so much nicer if I could. And so I think that's part of what drew me into doing this. That's my super long-winded response. Thank you.
I love it.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If you could give us a couple phrases that you really like to say so we know what to listen for, what would they be?
So there's a few things that I say a lot. One of them would be to be fair. I think that's a good,
that's a good one.
Because, you know, when you're having a conversation with people of opposing viewpoints, you kind of want to balance like your viewpoint and theirs. And so you want to be fair. And so sometimes you have to say that like out loud so that people know that you're trying to be fair in that moment. Another one I say is devastating because, you know, sometimes things are hard. Sometimes things are challenging. Sometimes you feel devastated. And so something that would cause you to feel devastated could be described as devastating.
Or a scam. Or a scam.
You know, sometimes things are scams too. If something's a scam, it means that it wasn't necessarily what you expected it to be, or like someone cheated you out of something. And you know, sometimes life just isn't fair and it's just a scam, you know? So I'd say those are good phrases that everyone should add to their repertoire of vocab words and should use more.
We should do a weekly vocab word with James, or a phrase. Yeah. Every episode of Take a Leap will now start that way.
What's the phrase of the day? Phrase of the week.
Phrase of the week.
To be fair.
To be fair. What do you think has prepared you the most to be a host on Take a Leap?
Well, I don't feel prepared.
Are you qualified for this job?
That's not what I said.
What do you do for Take a Leap?
That is what I said, unfortunately.
That has been said before. Not to me, though, surprisingly, even though it would be a valid question if it were asked of me. But what do I feel has prepared me to be a host on Take a Leap? I would say that being a missionary, I talked about my missionary experience. I mean, you learn to talk to people, and you really want to get to know people as a missionary so you can best, you know, help them. And that requires you to listen to them and be able to ask good questions.
I'm excited to co-host with both James and Aaliyah, and I think they are both already more qualified than I ever have been. So,
and me.
No.
Goodbye.
And on that note, no, for real. I've worked with Josh for the last year, and it's been great. I think he's truly been a blessing to In Good Faith and Take a Leap and all of the other projects that he's worked on. Even if, you know, other people aren't seeing that, I think you've put a lot of work in, and a lot of your heart has gone into these projects. And I'm so glad that we met and our paths crossed at BYU, because if it weren't for this podcast, the little editing and publishing major never would have met the political science major. But
it's true.
Thank you, Josh, for everything you've done. Let's give Josh a round of applause. What's the word?
Applause.
Yeah. Woo. I want to end. I just want to thank anyone that's listened to Take a Leap, anyone that listened to any of my other stuff. I'm super grateful for the people that I've worked with. The people in this room have been so good to me. Shout out to my co-host, Leah. She's great. And I am really grateful. Like, this job brings different people together that would have never met, like you said. And it is really awesome that we get to know people and have friendships and also do something good. It's not just about getting views. We're not in it to be the most
popular.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish we were like the most popular. Honestly, sometimes I look at our numbers and I say, is anyone listening to this? But what does make it worth it is we get to talk about things that are important. We get to have a ton of fun doing it. And I really enjoyed it. So thank you all. Goodbye.